Every person practices self-conversation. We interpret what happened. We tell ourselves what it means. We predict what will happen next. We decide whether we are safe, condemned, abandoned, angry, hopeful, or helpless. At night, these inner sentences can become louder. Scriptural self-conversation means bringing those sentences into the presence of God and allowing biblical truth to answer them. It is not pretending that everything is fine. It is not covering pain with a religious slogan. It is not forcing yourself to feel peaceful. It is telling the truth before God. You might notice the sentence, I am completely alone. Scripture answers, the Lord is near. You might think, my failure has condemned me. Romans 8:1 answers, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You might say, I must keep carrying this offense so that justice is not forgotten. Scripture invites you to release personal revenge while still pursuing truth, protection, accountability, and justice. Forgiveness is often misunderstood. Forgiveness does not mean that the offense was acceptable. It does not erase consequences. It does not require immediate trust. It does not require reconciliation with an unsafe person. Romans 12 teaches Christians not to repay evil for evil and not to take personal revenge. This releases the believer from becoming the final judge and punisher. You can pray, Lord, what happened was wrong. I release my demand to personally repay this person. Give me wisdom concerning truth, justice, boundaries, and any possible repair. Bitterness keeps an offense emotionally active. It repeatedly brings the injury back into the present. The body may respond as though the conflict is happening again. Forgiveness begins loosening that grip, but forgiveness should never be used to pressure someone back into danger. A wise boundary may be part of faithful forgiveness. You may need to say, I forgive, but I am not ready to trust. I release revenge, but I will still report this behavior. I desire peace, but this conversation must happen with another person present. I will not continue this argument while we are exhausted. I can care about this person without accepting harmful treatment. Ephesians 4 teaches believers to put away bitterness, wrath, anger, and harmful speech, becoming kind and tender-hearted. This is a redemptive direction, not a demand that every emotion disappear before bedtime. Christ meets us with conviction without condemnation. He calls us away from revenge while remaining the defender of the oppressed. He offers grace while teaching truth. The Holy Spirit helps us discern what belongs tonight and what belongs tomorrow. Tonight may be the time to confess your own sin. Tonight may be the time to release revenge. Tomorrow may be the time to apologize. Tomorrow may be the time to establish a boundary. Tomorrow may be the time to seek pastoral, legal, relational, or professional help. Try the scriptural self. This conflict matters, but midnight is not my only opportunity to address it. In Christ, I can release revenge without denying the wrong. I can pursue peace without abandoning wisdom. The Holy Spirit will help me take the next faithful step. You do not have to finish every relational struggle before you sleep. You can place the unfinished matter in the hands of the God who remains awake.